Did you hear what Samantha said in English? What? She told me she liked him. She likes him.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, this is my friend Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. She's gonna study with me.
Yeah, we've got, like, a really big history test coming up.
Well, here, let me clear this table and you can, like, use it.
No, it's okay. We decided to study in my room.
Yeah. Make sure you, like, leave the door open, okay? Hello? Yes, it is. Reunion? What reunion? No, I never got an invitation. Oh, I haven't lived there in 15 years. Oh, gosh, it's next Saturday? I don't know if I can get it together that fast. You know, I'd have to make hotel reservations, plane reservations, lose 10 pounds. Look, I tell you what, can I call you back tomorrow? What's your number? Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi. You will never guess what I just found out. My high school reunion is next Saturday in Washington.
Has it been 50 years already?
20. You know what? I think I want to go. We just have to find somebody to stay with the kids.
I'll stay.
No way! I went to your reunion. You're going to mine.
You were miserable at my reunion. You spent the whole night by yourself.
And why was that? Because you and your friends spent the whole night mooning your old principal.
I think she enjoyed it.
You are going with me.
Oh, I thought you hated your high school.
I loved this high school. I hated Joni Graham.
Well, Joni the phony could be there. You want to risk it?
I don't care if she is there. She kept me away from my high school prom. She's not going to keep me away from my reunion. You know what? I hope that she comes. I hope she comes and brings whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah. The guy that dumped you for her. Jack. Jack.
I know his name was Jack. You think I forgot his name was Jack? Practically ruined my whole senior year. Everybody in the school knew that my best friend was seeing my boyfriend except me.
So you want to fly to D.C. to be mocked and humiliated? I can do that right here. D.C. for 2 days.
And 2 nights. That's 4 outfits, and they said it might snow.
So what'd you do, pack a snow shovel and a plow?
No. A parka and boots. I'm not gonna walk in the slush in my high heels.
What do you got in there?
My essentials, the makeup, the night cream, the day cream, the concealer, the cotton balls, magnifying mirror.
Why don't you just airmail the whole bathroom? Oh!
I wish I could.
There's a big difference between men and women. Look what you're taking. The Godzilla bag. And I got this. Between this and what I got on, I got everything I need. Including a suit.
You have a whole suit squished into that little pouch?
Yeah, and they got a necktie in there somehow.
I don't know. know about this, Tim.
Oh, no, it's wrinkle-free. You hang it up a couple hours, boom, the wrinkles are gone. It's made out of a space-age woven polyester.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Jill. I hope I'm not late. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Well, what's in the bag? You're only staying here 2 days.
And 2 nights. I bought cupcakes for dessert, if that's okay.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for giving up your weekend to stay with our kids.
No, it's my pleasure.
Where are the plane tickets?
I thought you had them.
What did I do with them? I hope I didn't jam in that little wrinkle-free suit bag. Oh, up on my dresser.
Okay, Al, I've got a few instructions for you here. Now, Mark has a birthday party to go to tomorrow at the ice rink. This is the address. Now, he's a little bit nervous because he hasn't skated in about a year. Brad has a girlfriend, Ashley, coming over to study. Make sure that he studies his books and not her. Now, Randy still has a little bronchitis. Do not let him go outside. And make sure that he takes all this medicine. Now, he gets 1 teaspoon of this cough syrup twice a day, 1 teaspoon of the antibiotic 3 times a day. This has to live in the refrigerator. Now, if his cough turns into a wheeze, you know, it's kind of like a little whistly sound, discontinue the cough syrup and give him 2 puffs of this inhaler 4 times a day. Unless it's like a big whistle, and then you should call the doctor and then me. Now, I gave you all the doctor's number, pharmacy number, hotel number, and our flight numbers right here. Oh, Tim, do you have any instructions for Al?
Don't let anybody touch my tools.
So, you'll be with us for 2 nights?
Yeah, that's right.
I hope while you're in our nation's capital, you'll have time to do some sightseeing.
Well, we certainly will attempt it.
We're going to try to make it to the Smithsonian.
Ooh, excellent choice. You know, it's home to Old Glory and the desk that Thomas Jefferson used to draft the Declaration of Independence.
That's great. We're hoping to see Don Garlett's funny car, Swamp Rat.
I'm afraid your room's not quite ready. But if you like, we can hold your bags and you can check in with the reunion committee.
Oh, okay. Good.
I just need your credit card.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jill? Jill Patterson, give me an A. Give me a D.
Give me an A. M-S. Adams. Adams. You're the best.
Yes.
It's going to be a very long weekend.
It is so good to see you, Jill.
Oh, you too. I have absolutely no idea who you are.
Leslie Morrison, we were co-captains of the cheerleading squad.
You look fabulous. I mean, not that you didn't look fabulous before, but you just look even more fabulous now.
It's because of my nose. I got a new one.
Oh, it's a beauty. Oh, Tim, this is Leslie Morrison. Leslie, this is my husband, Tim.
Nose to meet you. I mean, nice honker.
Catch up with you later, Jill.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you.
All right. We'll see you later.
Oh, no. She's here.
Who?
Julie Graham, the boyfriend stealer.
What are you doing?
I don't want her to see me.
Well, honey. I thought you didn't care.
Oh, I didn't think I did until I saw her little weaselly face. Now I just want to get out of here and go home.
All right. I'll call a cab, get the bag.
Tim, I came all this way to see my friends. Are you just going to let me leave?
That's what you just asked me to do.
Look, what I want you to do is be supportive.
How do you want me to do that?
Just shut up!
Jill?
Judy!
I am so happy to see you. How are you?
I'm fine.
I am really glad you came. It's just been such a long time.
Yeah, really, a long time. You know, they just told us that we have to check in at the reunion committee.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe, you know, we'll see you around a little bit later.
Okay, well, I hope so, because I'd really love to sit and talk with you about some things.
Oh, hey, not necessary. It's water under the bridge. I mean, who comes to a reunion to talk about the past?
Well, Jill... I mean, we did go through a lot together.
Well, yeah, but that's like 20 years ago, you know? I mean, I don't even remember the name of the guy that came between us.
Jack. It was Jack.
It'll be about 5 minutes more.
If you're so mad at Joni, why did you tell her everything was all right?
I don't want to give her the satisfaction of knowing that it still bothers me.
Wait a minute. Come here. Sit down. You didn't want to come here, but you came here. You want me to support you? You want me to shut up? You hate her, but you want her to still think you like her.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. If this were two guys, it'd be over 20 years ago. We would have just rolled up our sleeves, broke each other's noses, had a couple of beers.
Tim, the reason that I never resolved things with Joni was because I was just so hurt by what she did to me. You know, my family moved around so much. Joni was the first real friend I ever had. And she betrayed me. It took me a long time to trust anybody after that.
Honey, betrayed you?
Tim, she didn't even have the nerve to tell me herself. I had to hear it from Alice the crossing guard.
Look, it was high school. It was a long time ago. People change.
Oh, I know.
Believe it or not, in high school, I was obnoxious.
So you think that I should just forgive and forget?
Yes, forgive and forget. It was 20 years ago. And the way I look at it, Joni did you a big favor.
How's that?
Well, she married Jack, who's probably fat and bald, and you ended up marrying the manliest man in Michigan.
That's true.
Love a good time.
Jack.
Jill!
Went up the hill.
You look great.
So do you. Really great. Oh, Jack, this is my husband,
Tim.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Jack.
It's really great to see you. You know, all Joni talked about on the plane was Jill this, Jill that.
Boy, that's funny. That's all Jill talked about. Joni this, Joni that.
We'd love to stay and talk, you know, but we have to go get our room now, so maybe we'll see you later.
Okay, great. Nice meeting you.
Good to meet you.
See you later.
You were attracted to that.
I'm sorry, but you promised me you were going to keep the door open.
The wind blew it shut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. All those big gusts coming in from the bathroom? I don't think so. All right, come on. Now, Ashley, you sit right over here. Bradley, you sit right... No, Randy, no cookies before dinner.
My ankles hurt. I can't do this.
Well, are you remembering to glide?
Al, I'm bored. How about I just go out for a minute?
No. No, Randy, you remember what your mother said?
I'm not going to the stupid party.
Look, you're doing great. Come on, you know, it's, there's going to be pizza there and party favors. You know, I remember my first pizza / skating party. I was 32.
I'm not doing this.
Glide? All right, come on, you guys, back to your corners. Well, look, you haven't even cracked a book, huh? What are you reading here? Let's go. Randy, it's time for your antibiotics. Randy, what are you doing?
Al, I've been stuck in the house for 5 days.
I know, but look, your bronchitis is going to flare up. Come on, let's go inside. Come on, let's go. Randy.
Al, what happened to you? You used to be so cool. Now you're like Mom with a beard.
Well, I'm still cool. That's not funny. Randy, open this door.
What?
Would you... Brad, Ashley, would you... open this door.
What?
Open this door this moment. All right, okay. So, Mark, Brad... Come on, you guys. It's cold out here. Come on. Let's go. Open this door. I'm not kidding around.
Problems, temporary tater dad?
Oh, hi, Wilson.
Hi-ho.
Hey, listen, Wilson, you wouldn't happen to have any extra keys, would you?
Yes, indeedy.
Great.
Matter of fact, I have a whole tailor packet. Tim leaves it with me for all the different babysitters. All right, here we go. We got some Band-Aids, some gauze. Handcuff keys. There we go. House keys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Those boys are, they're a handful.
They are a puckish band of rapscallions.
You know, Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
I always pictured myself getting married and having a bustling house full of kids.
Mm.
Boy, I'm starting to reconsider.
Well, Al, I wouldn't write off parenthood entirely. When you start off with a baby, you're a baby as a parent. Then as the children grow up, the parent grows too, so that hopefully when adolescence is reached, you're both ready for it.
Well, it's a wonderful thought, Wilson.
Well, being a bachelor, it's easy to come up with these things. But I wouldn't worry about it, Al. I suspect that someday you'll make an excellent parent.
You really think I'd make a good parent?
Certainly. I've seen the way you take care of Tim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look that bad.
You might as well have worn your pajamas.
Stop, stop, stop. You're making it worse.
Why? Why did you wait so long to take it out of the pouch?
It'll be okay if you just leave it alone, all right? This air just needs to breathe. It needs to breathe.
Looks like it needs CPR. Hi, Linda.
That's my old Spanish teacher, Mrs. Grabowski.
Accent the word old.
Little Julie Patterson?
Oh, it's Jill, Mrs.
Oh, ¿cómo está usted?
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Oh, en español, por favor.
Oh, Señora Grabowski.
Sí?
Yo estoy bueno. Este es mi bozo, Tim.
Esposo.
Oh, yeah, esposo.
Hola, Tim.
Fajita chimichanga.
Oh, Chris Keller, ¿cómo está usted?
Jill, Tim, I hope you don't mind. We had to make a switch so we could sit together at the same table.
The same table.
We were gonna just take our food to go. Been supportive.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, I'd like to welcome the class of Adams High 1973 to the... we seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties. Jack! You said you fixed this thing.
I thought I got the kinks out of that thing.
Don't mind me, but you probably have a ground loop problem between the amp and the mixer.
You know about this stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
Could you check it out with me?
I could do that.
Thanks.
Jack needs some help.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Everyone just have a good time.
Jack thinks he's so handy, but basically he screws up everything he touches.
Must be awful to be married to a man like that.
So, you look really great, really.
You too, really great.
So, where are you living now?
Detroit.
Ah.
I work for a magazine there.
Oh, great. We're in San Francisco.
Oh.
Tim seems very nice. Suit in a pouch?
Exactly.
How long have you been married?
Oh, almost 16 years. And the sparks are still there.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, we have three boys.
Three? Oh, my. Do you have pictures? Yeah. I would love to see them.
Okay. Let's see. There.
Oh, look. Oh, they're so cute. Look at them.
Yeah,
they're darling.
Yeah.
Who's the guy behind the fence? You can't see his face.
Oh, that's Wilson. That's our neighbor.
Oh, they're just adorable. These are mine.
Oh, she is beautiful.
Thank you.
Gosh, they seem so grown up.
Yeah, Katie is 16 and Jack Jr. is 20.
20?
Yeah, when we graduated,
What?
I was 2 months pregnant.
I don't know what to say. I just can't believe that I never heard about that.
Jill, nobody ever heard about that. We never meant for it to happen that way. Jack and I fell in love, and I never knew how to tell you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see how it would have been hard to call me and say, guess what, I'm in love with your boyfriend, and I'm having his baby.
I never could find that appropriate greeting card.
This must have been just awful for you. I wish that you would have told me.
Oh, how could you weren't even talk? How could I tell you? You were so angry about Jack. You
yes,
were furious,
I
remember?
Was. I was. I was very angry about Jack. But I think. No, I know that I would have been there for you. I really loved you. You were my best friend.
Please, some best friend. I took your boyfriend away.
As bad as that felt, in the long run, it felt worse losing you.
You know, I've wanted to call you like 1,000 times.
I wish that you would have. I really missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
No cause for alarm, but I think we have to exit the building quasi quickly.
Let's get moving, buddy. Now we go back door.
Thank you for coming. It turned out to be such a great night.
Well, the best part is that you and Joni are friends again.
I know.
You know what? When I was at the fire department with Jack, we got to talking. He's a terrific guy.
Yeah, I always thought so.
Let me ask you a question. If Joni hadn't stolen him out from under you, would you have married him?
No, I don't think so. I like being the good-looking one in the relationship.
You guys have them there?
I don't know. I got caught in
there. Claire!